They didn't have a post office name, no.
No, I guess the post office on Radio 3 or Rotterdam or something.
It's just part of Madison now.
Yeah, it's between from Utah, because there were the people that overran the office to the Baptist Methodist Church at Utah. That was fun. Down around the Robinson River, too.
Is that where their parents were from, too?
Yeah, I imagine so, because that's all I would know from her singing. And I know they were from over there, but I don't know Jesus or sin to us over there, so I love this. And I don't know where they came from.
How did you meet your husband?
That was Sadie, it was Esther and Ruth at that time. They came over home. Look at it. There was something going on with Ella. It wasn't the movies. It was at the schoolhouse. It used to have things at the schoolhouse. There was something over there. And they came after us. That's when we first moved up here. And they came after us. And so the boys were all there. And then he asked to come home with me. And then he came home with me. That's what I know. And there's all that shit all.
Did you like him at first sight?
No, not like him. Not like him. This is the thing. I think you ought to go with this. I'm always. We were just turned out then. We were not there. We were just the grandpa. Think about the boys, you know. We like to move stuff around, you know.
But didn't you like him at all?
Huh?
Didn't you like him at first?
Yeah, but you weren't really involved with him because you had enough money dollars.
He came home with you?
Yeah, that night. That's where I first met him.
How late did he stay?
Well, he couldn't stay because it was kind of late, you remember? We couldn't stay up at no longer than 10 o'clock. We weren't being there by 10 o'clock, unless we went to a party or something like that. She didn't say anything. Well, but we didn't even come in the house, just finished it down and finished. And then they were at, I believe, 1 o'clock at this moment. We were up there, she was alone.
When was the next time you met the song?
Well, maybe come home that Sunday. From that, often and on, we went to that.
How many years?
And 21. How long is that? Six?
6 years you've been here?
Well, not regular. Oh, you know, you have different ones.
How many do you have?
Well, we didn't change to just one. We have just been, and you know, the home of all those, they came back to the whole place, you know, where we moved from. They came up home, the Elwood Papa. He came by the boys from Belleville. You come up there, you know. They would just come to have somewhere to go, you know, and pray for tea or something.
When did that?
And the church came up here.
When did Granddaddy ask you to marry him?
Coming from somewhere, I don't know where we were coming from, but it was right up there in those woods, just as you come inside of the house. I'll never forget that. These children here most of it.
He was living in this house.
Yeah, they were all in it. They were about all of them were small and children. I feel sick, I think. The bubble bomb and all of them are moving from here. They were going on the face.
What did he say?
I hate the guy that's
said yes?
I don't know what I did say. It was kind of a shock. I was kind of numb. Oh, no.
How long after that did you get married?
I guess it was 2 or 3 years. When we got married, moved to Orange, we were there 5 months. And we got dissatisfied and said, if you didn't come home, well, I think it was one thing who was 30 for food and service, come home and get some of the water. You see, they were fishing blues and they wanted to go to the city. His mother, well, his mother didn't want to go, but his father wanted to go to the city. They first went to Richmond. No, they first went to Richmond and rented down there, and then they didn't like. Then they came back in and stayed out of jail for county house. I'd say maybe it was 6 months or a year. And so
you all moved back here 5 months after you were married?
Yeah, after we were married, we lived in Orange 5 months. Then we moved here, we went to place. Because I kept him on the service, you know.
How come?
Well, we just didn't want to be there.
How come I kept him out of the service?
Because we were on the farm, and we don't know so much on the farm. See, this land was in pretty good shape, and we were affected. The government was in good cracks, and the census wasn't here. But then the land was a good shape. And they moved away, and then they got this house, father went and come back here, and went and bought a house in Washington. So a man did, and they moved in.
So his wife, that was Francis Lawrence Lewis of Reno, right?
Yeah, that was also John's father.
Right.
And he was here for a reason.
And his wife and moved with him to Washington?
Yeah, but she wasn't satisfied. She stayed most of the time around here and with me, so they tried. I'm a teacher at college. I'm a sister. They were sisters.
What do you remember about Francis?
Oh, Miss Toby? I don't know my own thoughts. It's really called Mr. Crowley. He didn't like children. When he was around children, he didn't want them to move. My mother was a good fact. And he went to come in here and stay 2 or 3 days, and most he was kind of fed up. He wasn't fed up his mother, but he was fed up his father. And he'd stay on the road in the car all the time. And we'd be here with him, you know, and the kids to cook and all. And he'd sit in the kitchen every time one of them would move, he'd snap at him. I couldn't speak.
He was from Italy, right?
Yeah.
He spoke all the different languages, worked his way over.
Do you remember
his father, the artist, the hobo artist?
I don't know much about him now. All I know is that John's father, they taken care of him here. He was a ruthless man. He didn't bother nobody. I guess he was an old son of an old man. But he didn't know 100 families. We knew that for sure.
You remember him?
Yeah, I remember him. And then, you know, he's gotten old and all. He stayed out in the cabin house. I was saying, well, he died. It's in the cabin house. And I was in the cabin house. But he was going to do some beautiful painting on him. And then we used to go down to Leo LaFries with her father.
He was a nice old man.
Yeah, yes, he seems to talk more about it. And so I'm going to go.
But Francis was a little spire.
Yeah, he was from the class, probably knew it all and didn't know nothing. That's what I think.
What do you remember about Mary Elizabeth Belt, his wife?
Nothing. So I don't know anything about her. I really don't know. You know, we have scandals about her, and he doesn't seem to know who she was, or who her father was, or anything.
I don't know that her father was Robert Delf, and her mother was Adeline Kinnon.
Is that where it came when I moved to the camp for the Kinnons? And her mother was
Adeline Kinnon.
Maybe I don't know. Adeline Kinnon. Well, I must tell these children, they're after me, and I'll tell them they know. And those children, we had a good talk about it, and they didn't even seem to know, but I did know that they were coming to the Kinnons. But you know, they were pretty nice left in prison, those Kinnons were. Because they were on the big farm, that went on, and they said, now I'm fine from China. They were visiting, and the children were from Orange, they were from Orange. And they were, well, they were nice people. And they were.
Do you remember anything about the Delfs?
No, I just can't tell you a thing about the Delfs. They come from the mountains up there, you know, from Monterey, somewhere out there in Boston. I don't know whether Ruth could tell you this or not. Ruth is not.
Did you know there was a relationship of road moving there?
Oh, yes, I knew this was. Yes, yes. You said they were very skin, so I think they told me toe skin to move later.
Peggy Raven and Jacob Raven were still sons. Ooh, Bill Raven.
Well, Bill was a bush raising room service. He used to, you know, he used to, when they didn't get around the house, they used to walk through here to the store, Bill Raven, the room service here. I think this age of lives to be, Bush's mother lives to be 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, they were close kin, but I can't call them much of influence. And they were close kin to the Fices, too. And then John Fice lived on that phone room. And then John's grandfather, great grandfather. And so we couldn't move on, so the name. Yeah, the race is known for children. The child.
But she was from around here.
Did you say that Miss Aldina's mother was Adeline King?
Mm-hmm.
Adeline King.
And her father was Robert Bell.
Yeah. You see. And they had, specifically because she had a brother. What do you think of her like a brother?
That was Mary's brother was
Willis. That we have to look at him. Now I'm seeing him. There's a mystery school from Pickett Church, and she lives in Thomas with a baby. One time, and then it happens that they know the river. I don't see her ever in the river in my life. I used to come down here, I don't see her, so I'm somewhere to the river. John got there, John got there.
Who's John got?
I think that it's some of those aliens left here. And some science for Sylvester. The same side is a cancer. John's out there in the yard. So fine. They were good fire people.
Did you say that you all used to have some of the stuff from Joseph Odenino's Civil War experience also? He used to be a bugler or something in the Civil War.
He used to be flat on.
A bugler. In other words, you're Hogan's grandfather.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Charlie Moore got out of it. Wasn't going to OJ McClendon. You see, everything going on the first day in McClendon. And Charlie Moore coming here and got it. No, we ain't got a thing here that belongs to him.
So Charlie Mary left with it off?
Yeah, there's something to it. So there's some of the hand painting and everything. Yes, they ended up with everything.
When was your first child born? How long has he been married?
How long is I'm? Yeah. I think Thomas was born. I think it was 17, then 16. I'm sorry, it's a low fox. That's my birth certificate. Let me go in here and see for sure about Thomas. I got the birth all down. And I made a mistake. Well, I was from 16 to 17.
She's a man 16.
That's a good thing.
So we went to.
You can they would like it, I like it.
God. Tell me stories to go with it.
I told him 16, Alicia. Peter's name was A-L-I-C-I-A. Peter's name was A-L-I-C-A. And that is Alica. Did you have your home on the phone?
What you remember about?
I'm on the phone. I don't remember much about it. I was in school. I have to be my mother's friend. Child from Elizabeth. So it was Francis.
What do you remember about Dad?
Oh, this is Phyllis Schley. Come with the class.
John's named after Shelton Lewis.
That's right. Lewis is after Bachman, John's father. And Lee is after my dad, Shelton Lewis. Yeah, that's right. And John Francis was named after his father. David Franklin was named after Uncle Franklin. And David was after Moses. Mama likes the name before.
She named your kids for
most all of them. Yeah. And they made some names. After being married, they were named after. I'm going to ask you,
why did your mother like the name Reavers?
I don't know why. She just likes the name Sharon, my wife.
You didn't get you a bar?
No, I didn't remember. And she named Nancy Chin. Nancy was named after her grandmother, Paul's mother. And June was after the mom she was found with.
What do you remember about Dad?
Lewis was awfully pretty child. He really had the face. You know, he had red black hair, and he was more of a little girl than he was a boy. Lewis, yes, he was a good child, and he was really pretty. Yeah, black hair.
He was in much trouble.
No, not he cried some, you know, especially, you know, on wash days or something. At that time, I had the agreement was coming in the summertime. Then I had bad health in the summertime. There's so much food around going on. And Labor was with me. I kept Labor with me for about 2 years. Labor was here when the baby was born. She wanted to leave because I could be a one. I went to St. Louis. Yeah, I was still with her. But I didn't want to leave. She stayed here until. I'm glad I didn't move on until after Lewis I got up.
Was Lewis, did he mind you?
Oh, yes.
He did?
Oh, yes, sir.
Is he better than some of the other
children? Well, I think he's kind of the quietest child I had.
The quietest?
Yeah. He never didn't have too much to say. But he was a pretty child. Everybody that come here thought he was so pretty. Do you think she's hard? My
think I think it's real nice.
Yeah.
Cream of the crop.
I didn't eat the crop, but I know.
Hard worker.
Yeah. Yeah, we all left, you know, when I got 5 years old from the spring and fall.
You started all your kids out working when they got 5?
Yeah, well, 5 years old, sitting in town, everybody was around here, just because you know, it's like everybody was sitting in town for the people. Just a little child, Paul. And you know, different ones, when we look in for some people, we always share them, and all. Yeah.
Did Lewis used to take care of the other kids?
Yeah, he was real good for them, I think. But now, Thomas made it, well, somebody had to make a mind. Thomas was making mine, but Lewis was really good for him. And so Peter got up to see him. That's so good.
By good, so what do you mean, what was he doing?
Well, you know, he didn't fuss at him in the corner. That's what I mean. God. But you see, I didn't know really much. I do for orange and to get the groceries or something.
Did
remember any funny stories about Lewis when you were a little boy?
Yeah, I don't. I didn't catch any moths. If I could find them, well, I don't feel like there was any new stuff from offices. Same chair from service when he was in service.
Uh-huh.
You know, come on, come on, they call him now. I must get him up. Should be around here somewhere. I come to Jim's still where I'm at now. I used to stick everything in the phone. I was somewhere in a lodge somewhere. Well, he got him off a good time. He was in service.
How did he go to school?
Well, he don't do it in school. I don't know where if I'm in school either. He don't do it in school.
He was quite the athlete, too, wasn't he?
Huh?
Wasn't he quite the athlete?
Yeah. Well, all I'm allowed to go to school, you'd think you know boys. A lot of these boys around here, they don't know who they're going to school. But I don't have any trouble with my boys. I don't want to finish high school.
Ball and stuff.
Yeah, ball. They love balls.
You had. I don't think you ever had all 12 here at the same time, did you?
Well, when there was. I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Some of them, you know, had all gotten married. Some of them had gone. Then the school, you know, gone. And now it's getting better. No, it wasn't all fair here at one time. Might have been, you know, Sundays or something like that.
Yeah. But then, I guess, was Tina the first one to get married or Tom?
Thomas was the first one, you know, married out in the jail because Thomas was sick and he got married. He shouldn't have married. And he thought to get married with Heather, but he didn't because he didn't take care of himself. If he had just taken care of himself, so he had that baby 3 years later. And he didn't take care of himself.
Mm-hmm. Except
he
was
hot
and
he
was 2 years in there.
I think he got three for 25 and she got married. Robert, you know, she kind of told us. I didn't think she told it. No, she was staying with her granddaughter and was working. And Robert was going with her at the time, you know. But we had never known that she was going to get married. I said, no, she said, it was not. Yeah.
You remember when Dad got married to Lewis?
Yeah,
married in South Carolina.
Yeah, Tina knew all about that. Tina knew all about that when he got there. And Lewis was in service then.
Yeah. He had to go over to overseas and fight for him.
Mm-hmm. They made a real thing overseas. I think they call them missions. And
yeah.
Make so many missions and then they came around.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, John, you know what you call John's missions? Cooper John was in the Navy. And he was made so many and he was out of home. Yeah, they got along real good overseas and all.
Which one here? Children, are you most proud of?
Well, I can't say my dad would know. Well, I mean, I'm proud of all of them, but you know, I just wouldn't know which one. I wouldn't know if it was a good one, you know, like, I don't think anybody really has a fit. I don't know. Do the folks are just much of one as to do the other one. Whether you were talking with a girl about your grandmother, Roger. I knew he was a kid from home. The children was Roger. The grain was a bear or something like that. That's nice.
Well,
I'm
glad
that
you
Did you know Rose of Leo?
Yeah,
I knew Rose.
Did you grow up with her around here?
No, she lived then. When she said, come along, we were home with us. Most of the people we knew then was around Rose of Leo. But then after we moved up here, we got a thing with Alice and Rosa. Because John and Charlie was going with them soon.
Alice was really nice, wasn't she?
Huh?
Alice was always really nice.
Oh, yeah, Alice was really nice. They were like Alice. Well, they like Rosa, too. I mean, we're in the same thing about Rosa.
Rosa was a hard worker, too.
I know she was, yeah. She took everything nice and warm.
She was quite the cook, too, like you.
Yeah, she loved to cook. They felt like poor girls being hungry. They wish she couldn't do so much. They left the strings along with them. So, it's boring.
Did you know AJ Cash very well, too?
No. I'll tell you which one. I didn't know Miss Cash until after we moved up here. I knew Erica. Let's see. I knew Esther better than me, because Esther used to go with Laura, and he used to bring her class and have them Sunday evenings. You know, he was really like the best woman in the world, Esther. But he didn't live from him. Yeah, well, I don't know why I haven't done any more from Berlin. And I know Lucy was Cash, but she had a good name, so they said she was a real good woman. That was Mr. Cash, if not.
What's her name, Lisa? Sarah Robinson?
No, what's her name?
Susan Ann. Susan Ann Richards, that's her. She was a Richard.
And that is, Elsa Washington's mother. Yeah, like a sister, because they were trying to be two good women. I should be as Welsh, but I know this thing was Cash.
Yeah, that's most of it, though. Susan Ann Richards was, she went with AJ Cash, and his father was John Benjamin Cash. His mother was Susan Ann Richards, and her parents were John Richards and Jane Robertson. I'm not sure.
Well, you see, after St. John's in Orange.
So who's
Jim.
Your father and mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pretty interesting story. I feel like she thinks up some more stories for me next time we get some more.
Okay, I'll try to write them down. I can remember them better. I'll write them down. Would you have another drink, Robert?
No, I'm fine, thanks. So move your calendar.
Yeah, you can see this one better. I put that one over there. But you see, it smokes sometimes in here. Just sometimes when the walls almost lost the microphone, and all of a sudden it's faded here. It's a light color.
Nancy and Mary Alice come down this last weekend?
Yeah, I think they're coming Saturday morning. See, they don't have to work Monday.
Monday?
They do on Monday, because it's George Washington's birthday. Do you have first school Monday?
I think so.
Oh. Does Wayne have work Monday?
I think she does too.
Oh.
This recording was made on February 17, 1977, in Aroda, Virginia, at the home of A. Kyle Basil Odomino, Mr. Grandson, Michael Odomino.